This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The latest numbers from the Louisiana Department of Health show just under 174,000 COVID-19 cases, with more than 161,000 presumed recoveries and 5,507 COVID-19-related deaths. Louisiana is in its eighth month of the coronavirus pandemic, and if that weren't enough, the state is still recovering from severe storms. And on top of that, there's economic pressures with disruptions. Businesses have had to restrict operations. There's been closures, job layoffs, and an upcoming election to worry about also. Everyone is likely feeling a little anxious. During Governor John Bel Edwards' press update yesterday, Louisiana Department of Health's Dr. Joseph Cantor explained these feelings are not only likely, they're normal.
I think that people need to know that it's okay to feel stressed and under the gun. Not only is it okay, it's entirely natural and expected. And in fact, if you didn't feel any of that right now, that would be probably abnormal.
Dr. Cantor did encourage people to find help in dealing with stress. He named two free resources run by the Louisiana Department of Health. The first is a toll-free helpline.
It's 100% free, 100% anonymous, 100% confidential. It allows you to speak with a counselor, to talk through anything that you want to without any charge or any concern that your name might get out somewhere.
The helpline number is 1-800-310-7977. The second resource is a text message helpline.
And to reach that, you just text REACH OUT, all one word, REACHOUT, to 741741.
As to dealing with COVID-19, Dr. Cantor encouraged people to continue to follow Governor Edwards' Phase 3 emergency orders as infections could still spike.
We're obviously not close to the end of this. We're in the middle of it. And I think we should be honest with ourselves about that because it helps let people prepare for it and get mentally strong.
One bit of good news, Dr. Cantor did say there hasn't been a large number of infections among school children and credited the efforts of school employees, teachers, and administrators for taking precautions in keeping children and teachers safe. You're listening to Red River Radio News.